Guy Barker shared his festive favourites on This Classical Life. And later in the evening at 10:30 on the New Music Show, Kate Mullison selects Salsist-inspired tracks. But right now, we're heading over to Music Planet, where Catherine Tickell takes us on a festive jaunt around the globe.
Good evening, and welcome to a very seasonal edition of Music Planet. We're starting off with some Christmas morning blues.
I woke up Christmas morning, went out to get my morning's mail. I woke up Christmas morning, went out to get my morning's mail. A letter sent from Georgia, the postmark said Atlanta jail.
Kansas City Kitty there with Christmas Morning Blues. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. And tonight I have prepared a whole Christmas box of tunes. Some Mississippi gospel, Congolese rhythms, carols from Scotland, Nova Scotia and England, including live recordings from the Copper family. We've also brought in Devonshire folk singer Jim Causley to guide you through the festive tradition of wassailing. And I do like to keep you up to date with new releases, so we'll also be hearing the latest from Haitian-Canadian singer Wesley, Sudanese-Italian singer Amira Kerr, and this from Irish fiddle player Aoife Ní Briain and pianist Cormac McCarthy. And there's something very wintry about this track. It feels to me like a cold, crisp, frosty morning.
för bonden går halt i bonden dansar och rimar.
Hörde du det, kära grannen, en kvit tuktar du ju drängen är dina. Bara i enaste julenatt så tjänar dig på högarna mina. Snillan du, du
lyder upp för bonden går halt i bonden dansar och rimar.
Alltid är vägråd fisken är dig och alltid låt båtarna dina. Men inga botsläge har du fått av mig. Du tyckte det var länge till vi är. Snillan du,
vi bjuder upp på bonden går halt i bonden dansar och rimar.
Lågen silke stryk, den var vävdet i gyllene strimmar. Den kom bara upp på högerbundens båt till jul när han dansade och rimar. Snillan du,
rider upp för bonden på högerbunden dansade och rimar.
Och där ute i låget gyllene krus, det hade gått ut i niomans mote. Och 15 man där har druckit sitt rus och bonden själv där ute i blodet. Snillan du,
lider upp för bonden, kåhag i bonden dansar och rimar.
Och där ute i lågen koftar så blå, det smakar man i kunde finna. Den sömmade ingen i doter hans, den tiden hon var fäste kvinna. Snillan du,
lider upp för bonden, kåhag i bonden dansar och rimar.
Seasonal Scandinavian sounds from Sigri Moldestar, Asbjørn Hazelius, and Johan Hedin's new album Vinternatt, which means winter night, in their native languages of Norwegian and Swedish. Before that, you heard the latest single from Aoife Nivrén and Cormac McCarthy's new album Kossan Kasta, which translates as Twisted Path. And you can catch Aoife and Cormac live at Celtic Connections, where they're opening for Ile Ó Linard of the Gloaming and Afro-Celt Sound System fame. That's on the 18th of January in Glasgow. Now, in about 10 minutes' time, Devonshire singer Jim Causley will be choosing three tracks to illustrate the wassailing tradition, a tradition very familiar to the singers you're about to hear, the Copper family, who've been singing together for at least 8 consecutive generations, and gathering around a table to sing songs, whether in a pub or a kitchen, has always been something that that family has done all year round. Last week, one of our Music Planet team, Phil, visited them at home near Rottingdean in Sussex, where 2 generations of the family were dusting off the carol book ahead of a festive gig.
What are we doing next,
sir? We're going to
tell you what it's like being a musical director.
Didn't you once crack a champagne glass at a live gig?
Yes. No, that was Rottingdean Church, wasn't it?
Was it?
I remember
that.
I did.
That was a long time ago, Tommy. Yeah,
I think it's
a
short song.
I've got your
glasses,
everyone.
I see. Got your glasses. Ring out, oh, bells, your bells today. Oh, ring and do not cease. For in a manger far away is born the Prince songs, O bells, and sweetly join your merry Christmas lays. Ring, ring on ye bells, O sweet lyre, ring, while we with happy voices sing. Ring on, ring on.
That's a salivary one, isn't it?
That's my temples pops. Yeah,
it takes you back to when you used to have a voice, doesn't it?
The Copper family at home last week doing a little bit of last-minute practice of the carol Ring Out the Bells. Such an incredible tradition of singing and song collecting in that family. They're right at the heart of the English tradition. And I remember hearing the Copper family many years ago when Bob Copper was still at the helm. Nowadays, the family's represented by Bob's children and grandchildren. And I hear that great-grandson Flynn has recently joined the lineup. We'll be hearing more from the Copper family later in the show. You're listening to this festive edition of Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I'm going a bit retro with these next tracks. I do have my Christmas favourites, which I listen to every year, and these two are always on the list. We're starting off in Katanga with a children's choir recorded back in 1958. You'll find this track on the Troubadour du Roi Baudouin album, Christmas in the Congo.
Tell me when was my Jesus born? a jitter born.
That's my dear.
When my jitter born. We got
January,
yeah.
February,
well,
March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November was the 25th day of December, was the last month of the year.
The last month of the year, sung by the Staple Singers. The family group led by patriarch Roebuck, or Pops Staples, alongside lead singer Mavis and her siblings, providing those gorgeous vocal harmonies. Before that, you heard the Congolese children's choir, Troubadour du Roi Baudouin, recorded back in the 1950s. And we're going to move from harmonies to a single voice now, and a lone piper. This is the Christ Child's Lullaby, sung in Scottish Gaelic by Arthur Cormack. The piper is Dougie Pincock. Something so compelling in this stark simplicity of that arrangement of the Christ Child's Lullaby. Just Scottish pipes and voice. The singer there is Arthur Cormack from the Isle of Skye, who's done so much to bring Scottish Gaelic and its beautiful songs to, particularly to the younger generations. Incidentally, Arthur was the 2025 recipient of the Gaelic Ambassador of the Year. Now it's time for me to hand over to singer Jim Causley, who has selected a triptych of seasonal wassails for us. And Jim grew up in the East Devonshire village of Wimpole, famous for its cider factory and its wassailing tradition. Jim became involved in wassailing as a teenager and has composed the odd wassail of his own. He'll tell you more about it.
Good master and mistress sitting down by the fire, while we poor wassailers be dabbling in the mire with a jolly wassail. Oh, little Robin Redbreast, he has a fine wing. Give us your cider and we'll begin to sing with our jolly wassail. Wassail, wassail.
Wassail comes from the Anglo-Saxon words, and before that Old Norse, vas hail, which simply means be you healthy, be you of good health. It was used like a greeting and sometimes almost like a form of cheers. People say vas hail, and the traditional response to vas hail was drink hail, which meant drink well, drink healthy. In my part of the world, the main type of wassailing is what we call orchard visiting wassails. So it's basically like a blessing to the apple trees, where people sing to the trees and awaken them and scare away any potential evil spirits that might lurk in the trees and hamper the harvest. My name's Jim Causley, and this is Wassailing in Three Tracks.
Here we come a wassailing among the leaves of green.
Track one.
Here we come a wandering.
Here we come a wassailing by the Watersons.
Now is winter time, strangers travel far and near, and we wish you, send you a happy new year. Budden blossom, budden blossom, budden bloom and bear. So we may have plenty of cider all next year. Hatfuls and in capfuls and in bushel bags and all, and the cider running out of every gutter hole.
It's a wassail song that, if you stop people on the street, it's the one that most people would know, because it made it into a book called the Oxford Book of Carols, where they selected several traditional folk songs that were considered carols, and that was one of the ones that got into there. Their version is a version from Yorkshire, and I really love their one because it's got quite an unusual melody.
I've got a little purse and it's made of leather skin, a little silver sixpence that line it well within. Now is winter time, strangers travel far and near, and we wish you, send you a happy new year.
A wassail throughout all this town. Our cup it is white and our ale it is brown. Our wassail is made of good ale and cake, some nutmeg and ginger, the best we could get. Aldi dal, aldi daldi dal, aldi daldi dal, aldi daldi dee.
Track two. This is the Gower Wassail, sung by Phil Tanner.
Our wassail is made of an elberry bough, although my good neighbour will drink unto thou. Beside all others, we have apples in store. Pray let us come in, for 'tis called by the door.
Phil Tanner, whose nickname was the Gower Nightingale, he was a fantastic singer. He's recorded in the 1950s by an American ethnomusicologist called Alan Lomax.
We know by the moon that we are not too soon, and we know by the sky that we are not too high. We know by the stars that we are not too far, and we know by the ground that we are within sound.
This tune is really unique, also become really popular, and lots of people have recorded this version, but I just love Phil Tanner's original singing on it. It's just very gorgeous and quite haunting as well.
Now, master and mistress, thanks to you we'll give, and for our jolly wassail as long as we live, and if we should live till another new year, perhaps we may call and see who do live here. Aldi dal, aldi daldi dal, aldi daldi dal, aldi daldi di, aldi der, aldi dedi, sing to the lido.
UBI, UBI, UBI this night.
You be the yeast whom we praise with delight.
This is track number 3, The Halstow Wassail in the Cider Cellar, by myself, Jim Causley.
In the barrel sealed up watertight, so here's to continued fermentation, I vow, all wild and untamed as Mother Nature knows how.
And
here's to thee, all on the ground, is the all in the air.
The Halstow Wassail is a new wassail song that I wrote with an artist called Simon Pope. He had this idea of creating a new wassail ceremony and event that celebrated traditional cider making, but also looking at the microbiome that surrounds a traditional farm community and village, and how that sort of binds a community together.
UBI, UBI, UBI this night.
You be the flora we praise with delight.
Where be I, this night.
You be in our bellies, full plain out of sight. So here's to gut flora alive in me tum, to nasty diseases I'll never succumb.
And
here's to thee, all on the ground, here's to thee, all in the air, here's to thee, all in the earth and clay, and here's to thee, by the night and by the day.
Sing!
Wassail, wassail, and jolly come to our jovial wassail.
UBI, UBI this night.
You be the liquor we praise with delight.
Where be I this night?
You be in the bowl we pass round with delight. So here's to the earthenware clay and the clone, and here's to Pomona who blesses our home.
And
here's to thee, all on the ground, here's to thee, all in the air.
So each verse sings to different aspects of the cider making process. So the part of the song I've chosen to play to you is the verses that were recorded in the cider cellar, where we're singing in amongst all the barrels at the end of the evening. It's quite a joyous celebration, and everyone's sort of celebrating the farm and the lovely wassail we've had, and sort of like a mini tour of the farm as well. So everyone's quite on the high.
Who be I this night?
The great good unseen whom we praise with delight.
Where be I this night?
Within and without, in each one of us as we sing with delight. And here's to old Halstow, long may she remain the font of real cider, natural by name. And here's to grey cider, the mark of good taste,
So long may they prosper in this holy place.
A paean of praise to good cider, Jim Causley and friends, keeping the wassailing tradition up to date with that new song, Hulstow Wassail, in the cider cellar. And it was wonderful to hear those characterful voices of the Watersons and of Phil Tanner. Great choices there from Jim Causley for tonight's Wassailing in Three Tracks. And remember, you can listen back to this and previous episodes of the programme over on BBC Sounds, where you'll also find details of all the music I've played tonight. Just search for Music Planet. We're going to head northwards now for this classic recording of Scottish singer and guitarist Dick Gochan singing a Northumbrian song, one of my all-time favourites, The Snows They Melt the Soonest.
The snows, they melt the soonest when the wind begins to sing. Corn it ripens fastest when the frosts are settling in. When a woman tells me that my face she'll soon forget, before we part I'll wage a croon. She's fain to follow it yet. And the snows, they melt the soonest when winds begin to sing. The swallow flies without a thought as long as it. When spring goes and winter blows, my love, then you'll be fain. For all your pride to follow me across the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. And I've seen a woman's anger melt between the night and the morn, so it's surely not a harder thing to melt a woman's scorn. So don't you bid me fail. No farewell I'll receive, for you will lie with me my last, then you'll kiss and take your leave. I'll wait here till the murk calls and the martin takes the wing, for the snows they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
The incredible Dick Gochan singing The Snows, They Melt the Soonest, an absolutely beautiful guitar work from Dick there as well. And I'm very pleased to tell you that there's been a recent revival of Dick Gochan's work, and we're hoping to see a lot of previously unreleased material being made available. I will keep you abreast of developments with that. And also just let you know that as part of the Celtic Connections Festival, there will be a whole evening honouring the musical legacy of Dick Gochan on the 16th of January. Let's hear a traditional song now from Montreal-based Haitian singer and guitarist Wesley. And there's a very characteristic Haitian Yan Valu rhythm driving this song along, with a little hint of jazz in there as well. It's from Wesley's latest album, Makaya. Here he is singing Papa Loco.
Papa Loco, où c'est vin, poté n'allé, où c'est papillon, à poté nouvelle. Papa loco, où c'est fin, poté n'allé, où c'est papillon, à poté nouvelle bayagwe. Tout ça qui dit malo, je n'aille. Tout ça qui dit malo, je n'aille. Papa loco, où c'est valé, poté n'allé, où c'est papillon, à poté nouvelle bayagwe. Papa loco, où c'est vent, poté n'allé, où c'est papillon, à poté nouvelle bayagwe. Thank you.
ترحب الوافي حير وصافي وانت لي دافي لولا ما الانسان يفتنوا الانسان لولا ما الانسان يفتنوا الانسان اصلك الفتان
Music there from Sudanese-Italian singer Amira Kheir. This is from her third album, Black Diamonds. The track's called Rabia ul-Jamal, which translates as Spring of Wonder. Now, earlier on, we heard the Copper family from Sussex practising their carols, ready to go out and sing in public. Well, here's a moment from that performance at the Castle Pub in Dulwich. And our thanks to the people at Dulwich Folk. You're going to hear the whole room joining in with this favourite song from the Copper family repertoire.
One you probably know, Thousands or More, which was Dad's favourite song of all time. So please join in.
Time.
You've got to join in this one.
Yep. Time.
Wake the neighbours up.
The time passes over more cheerful and gay since we've learned a new act to drive sorrows away. Sorrows away. Sorrows away.
Excellent. We just had a good old sing-song with the Copper family there. And this next one also has a bit of a family theme. The title of the track translates as Two Sisters.
Var forelsket i ville til den yngste der og fri. Ingen skal vort glemme mig når harpen begynder sin sang. Smuk som vår, harpen bringes til bundens gård, hvor alle kan kende den sang. Min søster tog mit unge liv, men aldrig skal hun tage min mand. I aften sidder hun på podet bænk, i morgen bliver hun på bollet brændt. Ingen skal
the latest single there from Altern, a trio consisting of Danish vocalist Ida Marie Jessen, Belgian violin and Hardanger fiddle player Oscar Beerton and Estonian accordion player Maimu Jõgeda. Stay with us on Radio 3 tonight for the new music show coming up right after this. My final festive pick of the night. And it's party time in Nova Scotia with the Barra McNeill's Cape Breton version of Christmas Comes But Once a Year. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
On the road the frost is glistening, people stream from midnight mass. Friendly candles glow in windows, strangers greet you as you pass. Home then to the laden table, ham and goose and pints of beer. Whiskey handed around in tumblers, Christmas comes but once a year. Cedar raisins and brown suet, sifted bread crumbs and mixed spices, grated and rind and plenty fruit. Cinnamon, ginger, clove and nutmeg, porter, brandy and old ale. Don't forget the wine and whiskey, Christmas comes but once a year. Fussing in the kitchen, lay the food on every plate. Men are patient in the hallway, gulping quarter while they wait. Who cares if there's no tomorrow? Now's the time to spread good cheer. Pass the punch around the table, Christmas comes but once a year. Who cares if there's no tomorrow? Now's the time to spread good cheer. Pass the punch around the table, Christmas comes but once a year.
Music Planet is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3, produced this week by Fatuma Kera. To listen to previous shows on BBC Sounds, just search for Music Planet. And next week, Lopa Qatari and Catherine Tickell get together for a special roundtable show celebrating their favourite releases and sessions of the year.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
Whatever you're up to on the big day, join me, Petroc Trelawney, for Christmas Morning Live. We'll have carols from the choir of Holy Trinity Church, Sloane Square, as well as performances from the great pianist, Dame Imogen Cooper, and the jazz singer, Sandra May Lux. And in the best traditions of Christmas Day, there'll be delicious treats and surprises along the way too. Christmas Morning Live. Join me and my guests from 9:30.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
BBC Radio 3. It's 10:30 and time now for the new music show, presented this week by Kate Mollison.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our spring recording session. We wish you a very pleasant experience with us. Make yourself comfortable. Let's now start.
Well, exactly. Make yourselves very comfortable. This is the new music show here on BBC Radio 3 on this, the longest night of the year. I'm Kate Mollison. And I always really love putting together our Christmas special edition because it gives us an excuse to summon an alternative seasonal soundscape. We have sounds of contemplation coming up tonight, definitely. We'll have the intense rapture of Arvo Pärt's vocal music. Also sounds of cold and warmth and festivities and wintry mythologies. We'll be featuring a recent concert given by Manchester Collective at London's South Bank. The concert was titled Light and Places. All of it music to light up this darkest night. And this is a vocal trio from Norway. The name is Hecate, named for the goddess of magic, witchcraft, ghosts, and crossroads. With torch in hand, she guards the moon and the underworld.
Do
Do-do-do-do-do.